hair of a young girl that can fit in this box. I'm going to try to cut in two later. So parents be thinking. I want to mention that Super Sunday is coming up February the 1st, and that's our Friends and Family Day, and we want you to be thinking about your friends and your family that you can invite, and let's have a large number here for that Sunday morning. Now, this year, we focused around the theme of family on Friends and Family Day, and so the Bible class lesson will be on grandparenting. The morning sermon will just be on general family issues about how Christ can make a difference in our family situations and our family relationships. And then we'll have a fellowship meal together, and then at 1:30, Wes will be talking again, and in that session, he'll be talking about problems that we experience in our families. So plan on being here. We have flyers out there available and postcards. Take those and use those to invite. We'll be putting things on the social media as well. Invite. Use those tools as well. On Saturday night of that same weekend, which is the 31st of January, we're doing our second annual couples night. And it's going to be $20 per couple. Southern Reds is going to cater it. A little different menu this year. We're going to have a beef brisket as well as some pork, I believe. And then we're going to have Wes talk about treasuring your relationship. And we do not have babysitting here at the church building, so you'll have to find that. Each couple just kind of takes care of that. But this is for dating couples or married couples. And bring a couple with you. And so use this as an opportunity to reach out. So Saturday night, focused around encouraging and enriching marriages. Sunday, focused around family in general and any kind of family role that we serve in. We do need you to register, and you can pay your money over here by the 29th so that we can get a count to the caterers. Why is Bible school important? Last week, in entering into 2015, we've been thinking about some things that are important for us to consider and some priorities that we ought to want to get in our life. And last week, we talked about money and how getting that structure in our life can have a great impact upon 2015. And this week I want to share something that really is small in terms of how much change does it require out of us, but I believe can have a tremendous impact upon your life as an individual and upon your family's life. And that is attending Bible school or Sunday school. When I talk about Bible school, I'm going to talk about what we do here on Sunday morning, primarily on Sunday morning at 9:30, and then we also have Sunday evening Bible classes, and then we also have Wednesday night Bible classes. So I'm talking about what takes place when we have Bible school in our building and why that is important and why you should be involved in that. When you think about our lives, and I have some pictures of kids up here, so as you're thinking about kids, and we often think about kids at Sunday school, but I also want us to think about adults and each of us as individuals. I want you to think about the needs that we have. We have physical needs, emotional needs, we have intellectual needs, and we want to make sure all those needs are met. We want to think about exercise. As we go into 2015, one of the top goals for most people, it seems, if you study the surveys about what people say their goals are, is something to do with health or losing weight, something to do with their physical body. But then there's emotional goals, and then intellectual goals. We want to attain certain ranks in school, and we want to emphasize education. We also have spiritual needs. You know, wouldn't it be nice if, just like our stomachs told us we're hungry physically, if we had some kind of spiritual hunger that told us that we were starving spiritually? We don't have any kind of physical signal that says it's time to eat on the bread of life, on the Word of God, do we? But we have that need, and it's, in fact, in some ways, it's more of a powerful need than even these physical, emotional, and intellectual needs, because it's the eternal soul that is being fed. And so as we think about Bible school, I want you to think about us meeting the needs of our lives and of our children. One thing I want to say about this before I go on to my points is that with Bible school, good is not good enough. You see, it's easy for us to say, well, we've got a good Bible school program, or we have good teachers, or we have good program in place or good curriculum. And that's good. That's something we want to say. I don't want to say it's bad. But I also want us to realize that good is not good enough. That we cannot be complacent. That we can't just sit back and say, well, we have good attendance. And our attendance in Bible school has gone up over the years. But good's not good enough. We have good teachers and we have a number of teachers. But you know what? Good's not good enough. We need more teachers. And we need our teachers to continue to excel. We have good participation from students. You know, good is not good enough. We need better participation by students. And so we want to emphasize that for Bible school in 2015, we want it to grow and to excel. Brother Ira North and what he did in Nashville for years always made a great emphasis there that as the Bible school goes, so goes the church. I think there's a lot of truth to that. That what we do in Bible school and the motivation, the momentum, the enthusiasm, the participation, the involvement in Bible school is going to be the foundation of what goes on in the church. And if the church is going to go forward, it has to go forward in many ways because of a successful Bible school program. And so as we think about 2015, I want us to think about our Bible school once again. And why is Bible school important? Well, you might notice I'm really not going to cut a little girl up this morning because I don't think that would be a very good magic trick if I was doing it. But I do want to use a physical illustration with you. And what I want to think about is three things. And the first thing is, why is Bible school important? It is because of the foundation we have of the Bible. The Bible must be the foundation of our program. When you think about Bible school, it is that. It's Bible school. We go to other kind of schools. If we want to learn the piano, we go take piano classes. If we want to learn gymnastics, we go take gymnastics. If we go to English class to learn about English, science class to learn about science. Listen to this. If we don't teach the Bible, who's going to teach it? You see, this is where Bible school is offered. This is not math class that we offer. This is Bible school. It is the foundation of our lives. It's the foundation of our family. You know what? God wants us to study and teach His Word. Throughout the Old Testament, we see men like Ezra and Nehemiah who taught the Word of God and prepared themselves to teach it. And we see the Israelites coming and learning. We read things like in Deuteronomy chapter 6 where the Israelites are instructed to teach the Word to their children. And in the New Testament, we come to, for example, Paul's letter to Timothy. And in 2 Timothy, Paul would say this very express instruction in chapter 3, verses 14 through 17. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have firmly believed, knowing from whom you have learned it, and how from a childhood you have been acquainted with the Holy Scriptures. The ESV version says, sacred writings, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. For all Scripture is breathed out by God and is profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be competent, equipped for every good work. In the book of Acts, we see the apostles constantly teaching the Word of God. In one of Paul's missionary journeys, he spends about a year and a half teaching through the school of Tyrannus. He was using a school as an opportunity to expand the borders of God's kingdom. As I mentioned earlier, have you thought about the biblical illiteracy in our world today and its great effect? Think about how many people, the show Jeopardy, when they had the Bible category, will even illustrate this. Surveys have illustrated this about how people that go to church, many of them can't even name 5 out of 10 commandments. Surveys of in the broad sense, Christians revealed that many of them believe Joan of Arc is Noah's wife. Believe that the main message of the Bible is to have a good family. That cleanliness is next to godliness is a proverb found somewhere in there. And that they cannot name even 2 of the apostles of Jesus. You got Peter and Paul. Think about biblical illiteracy in our world. Those of you who work with children or adults even in our own community who have not grown up attending Sunday school or haven't been in Sunday school, you know that there's a tremendous illiteracy, a tremendous lack of knowledge that comes when they're not in Bible school. And you think about it in our own lives, how we fail in our own knowledge and how we don't learn things if we're not in Bible school. Heard a story about a little boy who had been in Sunday school learning about Adam and Eve and about how Eve was formed and how God did all that in Genesis. And a little later on that week, he told his mom, he said, "Oh, Mom, I'm having a tremendous side pain." She said, "Well, what do you think's the matter?" He said, "I think I'm having a wife." That boy had learned some things in Bible school, hadn't he? Think about all the Bible stories that we have learned from Bible school. Think about the plan of salvation that we learn in Bible school. You see, the foundation of our Bible school program is the Bible. And let me just say this. Teachers, students, especially teachers, make sure it always stays the foundation. Make sure that we don't get caught up in gimmicks or emphasize some what might be good lessons, but neglect to teach the Bible. It should always be the foundation. But why Bible school is important is because of the aim of the Bible school. Turn with me to Colossians chapter 1. Because we want to emphasize that the aim of the Bible school is Jesus Christ. In telling about the gospel of Christ. In Colossians chapter 1, Paul is going to write about his aim for his life, and he tells us some helpful things there for our ministry and our message of the Bible school. In chapter 1, 27, he says this, "To them God chose to make known how great among the Gentiles are the riches of the glory of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Him we proclaim, warning everyone and teaching everyone with all wisdom that we may present everyone mature in Christ. For this I toil, struggling with all his energy, that he powerfully works within me." Notice that these verses share some very important lessons of our Bible school program and about how the aim of the Bible school program is the message of the cross of Christ. Paul says like this. He says that our aim is to have Christ in you. That's the goal of our Bible school program, is to put the message of Christ and put the desire to follow Christ in the hearts of each student. You see, we want the Bible school program to tell people about Jesus. Notice he goes on and says, teaching everyone and warning everyone. The Bible school program is also when we are warned and we're taught about the Word of God. But Paul goes on and he says this in verse number 28. Teaching everyone with all wisdom that we may present everyone mature in Christ. You see, the Bible school program is not just about little children. It's not just about telling little children about the story of Jesus and about all the Bible school stories so they can learn to follow Jesus. But the Bible school program is also about those of us who are 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, and 80, 90. It's about us learning to be mature in Christ, us growing in Christ. It's about us developing our faith. You see, the goal of the Bible school program is certainly to put knowledge within each student. I think back to the book of Judges in a very scary line. In Judges 2, verse 10, "And all that generation were gathered to their fathers." The older generation had died away. "And there arose another generation after them." Listen to this. "Who did not know the Lord." They did not know the Lord or the work that he had done for Israel. The goal of the Bible school program is to make sure that Judges 2:10 never happens in the church at Seven Oaks. That's the goal. Is that the next generation that those who are coming in, that those who come in from our community and attend our Bible school. By the way, the Bible school program can be one of the most evangelistic ministries we have. And it has been over the years. So that people can come to know Jesus. And in Romans chapter 10, Paul talks about having a zeal for God, not according to knowledge. Our goal is that people will have a zeal for God, but through the Bible school program, it will be according to knowledge. And so the aim of the Bible school program is to present every person perfect or mature in Christ. But you know, in the final place, the Bible school program will not run by itself. We're building a building back here with additional space for Bible classes. We have these classrooms over here and classrooms over here. We have all these chairs. You know, I walk in this room a lot through the week when no one else is here. Step over in the offices. You know what? I don't ever hear the Bible being taught when no one else is here. These chairs are not learning anything. They're not doing any good on their own, are they? What makes the Bible school program go and what makes the Bible school program effective is the people of the Bible school. So let me pull out our people of the Bible school. We have the people of the Bible school. And each of these represent the teachers and the students. The teachers and the students. So when we think about the Bible school program, it doesn't and cannot work unless there is human resources who are heavily involved and make it work. And so turn to Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4, where we find Paul talking about how we can be mature in Christ, how we can be the kind of church we should be. And he says this in verses 11 through 13. And he gave the apostles and the prophets and the evangelists, the shepherds and teachers. Look at verse 12. To equip the saints for the work of ministry, for the building up of the body of Christ. Teachers play a tremendous role of equipping. They're the ones who are giving the tools to the students. And they're building up the body of Christ. If you're not a teacher, let me encourage you to consider having that as a goal. Maybe it's not a goal that you're even going to reach in 2015, but have it as a goal of being involved in teaching. And here's a couple reasons for that goal. Number one, you're going to learn more yourself when you teach. Number two, we need teachers. And it's something that will bless this church if you'll choose to be a dedicated teacher. It will bless you and it'll bless the church. And so consider how you can use your talents and your abilities, and it may be beginning as an aide or as a helper or as an assistant. But think about how you can contribute to the Bible school by being a teacher. Because really what you're doing is you're contributing to the equipping and the building up of the church. But then we also think about students and how students need to be involved in this. And Paul talks about this as well in verses 12 and following. He says, talking about these students need to be equipped so they can do the work and they need to be built up until we all attain to the unity of the faith and then of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a mature manhood, to the stature of the fullness of Christ, so that we may no longer be children tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning and by craftiness in deceitful schemes, but rather speaking the truth in love. Listen to this last part. We are to grow up in every way into Him who is the head, into Christ. If the students are going to grow up, if the students are going to be matured and built up, then it's going to be because they have been taught about Jesus. They've learned about Jesus and about how they can be like Jesus. And they've been encouraged through His Word. And so as you think about teachers and students, there's a role that both of these must play. Teachers must be prepared. They must study and they must be ready to teach. They must arrive on time and early and be welcoming and energetic. And they must be willing to offer their services so that other teachers can have a break. So be willing to teach. And students need to do their part as well. They need to be expected of certain behaviors in class, and they need to be prepared as well. They need to come in with a good attitude. But you know, another thing that is often not thought of is the idea that it's not just teachers and students that also play a role, but it's what I would call a third category of people, kind of that binds teachers and students together. And this isn't really a category of people, but it's the fellowship. Bible school isn't just about one teacher teaching one student, or it's not just about one teacher disseminating information, but Sunday school and Bible school is about the fellowship we have. And let's just be honest. Right now, it's pretty one-directional. I'm talking to you. But in Sunday school, there's dialogue. And we're able to talk to each other. And we're able to become friends with each other. We're able to talk about prayer needs. We're able to talk about who's hurting and some problems that this family may be having or something going on here at church that we need to know about. And so we're able to bind our fellowship together through that time. And so let's think about the people of the Bible school and how you can be involved in it. Why is Bible school important? Well, I would suggest to you that Bible school is important because of the foundation that our Bible school program has. Because of the aim of creating Christ in all of us, that all of us can have Christ magnified and glorified in our bodies more. And because of the people. Let me just say thank you for being involved in our Bible school. And if you're not involved, let me encourage you to be. Because it is about transformation and not just information. If you want to be changed in 2015, choose to be involved in Bible school. And it can change your life. If you're here this morning and you're not a Christian, let me encourage you to do that. There's no greater step you can take. Our Bible school program will help you mature and develop. But you've got to take the first step of giving your life to Christ. If you have done that, but you need to rededicate your life, then please come as together we stand and sing.